Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from Spokane. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got quite a rundown of, a great rundown to wrap up the whole week and its events, especially with what is going on down at the border, and also the fantastic job that Trump did in his CNN town hall in New Hampshire. Every time I watch him handle vicious, wicked liars like that woman that was interrogating him, not interviewing him, interrogating him.
Yeah,
I just have more and more respect for him because. I don't know. I mean, you know, they say the fruits of the Holy Spirit is self-control. And I like to think that I have self-control, but I think in that situation, I don't know it has to be the Holy Spirit that keeps him from losing it. Seriously, because he handles himself very well when somebody is very viciously and aggressively talking over him and you know, attacking him.
Yeah, it was clearly an attack. It was an attack. It was an agenda-driven attack. And it was just nothing but, well, you'll hear it in segment two, because you can tell that she poses sometimes a question, but most of the time it's just pointing out scandal, scandal, scandal.
Yeah, it's just making statements at him that aren't even true.
Right. And so she wants to hear his response. Well, not really. But as he's responding, she's not even listening to a thing he's saying. She's firing off the next statement or question or,
yes, you talking know, over him completely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, well, everybody else is saying this, but you're saying that. You know, that type of just antagonistic, agenda-driven attack.
Right.
And not hearing what he has to say at all. She wants to get on to the next. The whole thing is really about stating all of the scandals as quickly as possible in the time that she had, you know, scandal, scandal, scandal. Oh, other people are saying this, but you're saying that. So he's contradicting all of the experts and other officials. He handled himself well, but
very well.
I'll tell you what.
And what was interesting was Epic Times, Josh Phillips stated, CNN just delivered Trump's biggest campaign win so far.
Yes.
And that, he's describing how Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez stated that CNN should be ashamed for having given Trump a platform, even given him a platform.
Who gave her a platform to even say that?
Exactly.
They should be ashamed.
Right. Well, no kidding. She should be kicked out of her usurped position that she won by voter fraud. And so, you know, it's just interesting that, you know, they know he speaks the truth. They know he's a threat. And we know they think he's a threat, because
yes,
if you try to find that full show of the CNN town hall anywhere online, it is right next to impossible
to
find it.
Yeah, it's buried. It's absolutely buried, because
they chopped it
all
up.
All of your internet searches will pull up one
one small clip at a time.
Right. It's the commentary. It's the left. It's MSNBC, CNN, all of those basically slicing and dicing up the whole presentation, the whole event, and throwing their commentary, you know, every other word.
Right.
But their commentary is just, well, they're liars, just like she did, right to his face. There's no evidence of voter fraud.
Right.
You know, talking right over top of him. There's no evidence of that. Like, you got to be kidding me. What world are you living in?
Yeah, exactly. You need to step outside of your bubble.
Right. Well, step out of the CNN newsroom.
Yeah, but, it was highly regulated. That's the indicator that it scared them to death, because he's likable, he's very human, and that was what everybody is basically saying, is it made him look very human, and not perfect, because no one is, and why would anybody expect anybody, let alone him? But everybody expects that he should be, and then he's just human, and that actually made it more endearing to the entire audience.
Well, it did, and he got such huge applause from the live audience. Yep. That was there on, you know, numerous points.
It was making his interrogator mad.
Well, what this does, it's going to backfire, because people like an underdog. And what they see is this guy trying to explain the situation of the country and things that need to be done to fix it. And she's just, like I said, a very antagonistic, vicious, agenda-driven attack. And people see that.
Right.
They're like, man, let the poor guy talk. You know, we want to hear what he has to say. So this is her show, I guess. This is, you know, he can say two syllables, and then she goes into some, you know, accusatory diatribe, and then on to the next one. So people saw through that, and it did not. That's why the left is so riled up.
Right.
Like that occasional Cortex gal from Brooklyn is... The reason why they're furious is because how it made Trump look.
Yep,
like a winner, and people wanted to support him, and they saw that. So
yep, no kidding.
But hey, you know, before we get to the news of the day, you know,
I mean the word of the day,
the news of, right. After we get done with the news of the day, and get to the word of the day, and then get back to the news of the day, Simon Roche from South Africa. I follow him, his news feeds and stuff, but this is entertaining. Listen to this. The U.S. ambassador is accusing South Africa of giving weapons and ammunition to Russia for the Ukraine war. They're accusing South Africa of giving arms and ammunition to Russia.
Huh.
So, of course, they're backpedaling. But I'm like, well, why don't you just turn it around and say, we're accusing you of giving weapons and ammunition to Ukraine.
Right.
So there, you're going to accuse us of giving one side weapons while you're publicly announcing and parading around that you're giving the other side weapons and ammunition.
Right.
And so us giving weapons and ammunition to a side is an accusation. You know, so
yeah.
Besides that, look. China and Russia just did military drills right off of South Africa.
Yeah.
So, you know, the United States just in the last few years done really good for pushing nations right into the arms of China and Russia. And they're going to keep it up. So anyway, I thought that was amusing. Accusing them of giving weapons and ammunition.
Well, see, and that's just the strange thing about dealing with these people. I mean, it's a wicked, vicious manner of just always dealing with people and your surroundings. I mean, it's hard to track with why they're doing everything. Everything has a hidden scheme or evil motive or underhanded manipulation behind it. That it's so awful. I mean, if you're not used to being around that kind of way of thinking and that kind of people, it just comes as like, you almost have to like take up a study on those kind of people. Cause I mean, it just blows me away. I'm like, wow, to think that they kind of operate like that 24/7.
Right.
You know,
right.
How bizarre.
Yeah, they're all graduates of the School of Political Intrigue.
Satanic intrigue, whichever.
Well,
is
that's
the
lead instructor there.
Right,
so.
Right.
And they're such good students.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's get to the word of the day here. And are we still in Galatians?
We are.
Good.
We're okay. Wrapping it up today. And so the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29, leading right into Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7, and then we're all done. Mm. Okay, so it starts under the title, Sons and Heirs. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. And that's it.
There you go.
And so there again,
that's encouraging.
That wraps it all up as to Christ being the initial seed in the Garden of Eden that was referred to when Adam and Eve sinned, that the seed would crush the head of the serpent.
Yes.
And that he would be the redeemer that would die once for all.
Yes.
And for all of our sins from the very beginning to the very end time.
That's right.
And so and the fact that we are all redeemed not through the law but through faith, because the law led us into the ability to have the faith, and so the law being the tutor as part A to the two parts of the A and the B.
Right.
Right. And so that's pretty much how that all wraps up. And it's that's quite an amazing study, really.
Yes.
And I've really enjoyed that.
Well, it's just so encouraging. And, you know, it really just really articulates who he is.
Right.
And who he is as a redeemer, you know, and for all.
Right. And it also puts to rest the whole idea that we're all just saved through grace, which we are. We are saved by his grace, meaning that he had the grace to forgive us even while we're the worst sinners.
We were sinners.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so his grace is he didn't say you have to come to me to be perfect to enter into heaven. His grace allowed us to be saved while we were yet sinners.
Because we're not perfect.
Right, exactly. And so so that this whole week's study has been what describes the fact that we're not just saved by grace. We are saved by his grace, but it's also a process of the law, learning the law and the rules, and progressing and graduating into being actually saved by faith.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, that's a good one. Good one for folks to read and meditate on this week and just dive in.
Absolutely.
I love the notes in that particular Bible that you used today. They it's pretty insightful.
Yeah, are, in fact, this Bible was produced by Pat Robertson, and he is quite the biblical scholar, I must say. And of course, it's not just his comments, but he and quite a few other biblical scholars have all contributed to that.
To that.
And they've got some fantastic insight throughout the whole thing. So it has been a huge help.
Really, a life application.
Absolutely.
You bet. All right, well, let's go ahead and take a break then here real quick. The segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0 to help take your preps to the next level, getting all prepared. And boy, Yeah, get prepared. You're paying attention. It's getting crazy out there. That's the slogan, right? It's getting crazy out there.
Right.
But anyway, check out prepping2-0.com. Learn how to increase your preparations to be self-reliant. And that's a biblically principled thing. But still, trust in Him. Don't trust in your preps. Trust in the Lord. But prepare and don't be fearful. All right, we'll be back with segment two right after this. Stay right there, Patriots. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
Lenin put it this way: it does not matter if three-quarters of mankind is destroyed. All that counts is that the last quarter is communist. Lenin spoke, communist world domination.
When disaster strikes, will you have what it takes to survive? Here at ARC, we offer survival training, medical training, and self-defense classes to help you prepare for the unexpected. Our experienced instructors will teach you practical skills that will allow you to adapt and overcome in any crisis situation. Sign up for one of our training courses today. Your security is your own responsibility. Visit our website at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Welcome back to The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And I want to thank all of you guys for tuning in and for your prayers of support. And thank you for those of you who support us. This is a listener-supported show, and it's because of you guys that we're able to do this.
Well, and speaking of supporting us, we now have a T-shirt that some of you might be interested in.
Oh,
it's
yes.
It's a Rapture Ready T-shirt. It's pretty basic, but it is kind of cool.
I love it. I love the simplicity of it.
Yeah, the front says Rapture Ready, and the back says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
Yes.
And that's all. And it's a simple T-shirt, but it's the Rapture Ready T-shirt. So you could, if anyone's interested in possibly picking up one of those T-shirts, you can go to our online web store at www.amron.com/web store/. And
yes.
Just click on T-shirts and it's in there.
Or you can go to radiofreeredoubt.com and find it on the sidebar and just click on the banner there. That will take you to the Readout Gear Store.
Yep. The sidebar says the American Readout Gear Store.
There you go. All right. So we've got, border issue. And then we want to get to this audio clip of Trump and at this CNN event. It's just... You got to listen to it at least once. And but the border is a very, very concerning issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Because here we have Mayorkas speaking out both sides of his mouth. And it says from this Epoch Times article that Mayorkas says the Department of Homeland Security is ready to meet the influx of illegal immigrants as Title 42 expires. However, we have breaking news from the Biden DHS coordinating illegal immigration inflows from Mexico. It says that DHS is using an encrypted online chat room to tell Mexico where to send illegals to cross the border to avoid Texas National Guard and DPS officers.
Treason.
DHS is using border detection technology to track Texas law enforcement to alert Mexico where and when illegals should cross. Can you even believe the audacity?
We're the arrest. U.S. Marshals, go get them.
Go get Mayorkas.
Yep.
He needs to be arrested right then and there for
absolutely.
That. For going against Texas. If it's somebody that is in charge and has the authority to arrest and make arrests for this had better get on board and get down there.
How about the state of Texas and the attorney general issuing an arrest warrant
for Mayorkas.
For Mayorkas,
absolutely.
You bet.
You do not. They are. They have sent out law enforcement to guard their own border, and DHS is actually circumventing them and working against Texas. Unreal.
Man, are you fired up yet?
Oh my gosh, oh, that's unbelievable. Call for the arrest.
Yep. All right. Well, speaking of fired up, the CNN situation was. That'll get you fired up watching that. Just to watch the way that he was treated, you know, such disdain. And we're not surprised. It's CNN. It's pretty much what everyone expected.
It's what they do.
Yeah. But it's actually, well, like we said, this is actually going to help Trump. But listen to this clip from the CNN event the night before last.
We were energy independent. We were getting out of Afghanistan with strength and with dignity. And instead, we got out. We looked like fools. Probably the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country.
We have a lot of questions about the economy and foreign policy tonight. But what you just said there, Republican officials debunked those claims about fraudulent ballots. We want to give you a chance tonight.
Who?
Republican officials in Georgia and every single state. There is no your own election officials, Mr. President. So we wanted to give you a chance.
People were afraid to take on the issue. But we have a big problem in this country. We have elections that were horrible. If you look at what happened in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, if you look at what happened in Detroit, Michigan, if you look at what happened in Atlanta, millions of votes. And all you have to do is take a look at government cameras. You'll see them. People going to 28 different voting booths to vote, to put in 7 ballots apiece.
But Mr. President, I have to stop you there because there is no evidence of that. Your own election officials testified to that and have said that Republicans in these states did this. In Georgia, there were multiple recounts, including a hand recount. We have questions about the claims that you're making tonight from voters on this topic. I want to bring in Scott Dustin from Concord. He works in insurance litigation. He's an undeclared voter. That's what they call independents here in New Hampshire, as you know. He did vote for you in 2020. Scott, what's your question for the president?
Hi, President Trump. Welcome back to New Hampshire.
Thank you.
Will you suspend polarizing talk of election fraud during your run for president? Will you suspend polarizing talk of election fraud during your run for president?
Yeah, unless I see election fraud. If I see election fraud, I think I have an obligation to say it. And you know what we went through a short while ago has really put our country in a big problem. I hope to do that. I hope we're going to have very honest elections. We should have voter ID. We should have one-day elections. We should have paper ballots instead of these mail-in votes. But the answer is yes, and I hope that it's going to be very straight up, because if it's going to be straight up, we're going to win the election.
So you will suspend talk to his question about the 2020 election on the campaign trail?
Well, I guess we're going to just win. We're at a point now. We're getting so close. Let's just win it again and straighten out our country.
One other question on this. The 2020 election results in the past, you once suggested terminating the Constitution. Do you stand by those comments?
No. You were able to do certain things. I'm not talking about terminating the Constitution. I'm talking about cherishing the Constitution. The Constitution says it was supposed to have legal and well-maintained and well-looked-at elections, and we didn't have that. I cherish our Constitution, but we have to live up to the Constitution. We weren't living up to the Constitution.
I was just saying there's no evidence of that election fraud. You did once tweet.
You're supposed to say that, but you know, I'm glad you say that. But look,
that
was a horrible election. That was a horrible election. And unless somebody's very stupid, and I know you very well, you're not stupid at all, but you perhaps are given an agenda or you have an agenda. Look, we have to have honest elections in our country. We have open borders. We have. You look at what's happening. I mean, we have elections. We have open borders. Look at what's happening on our southern border. Millions and millions of people are coming here. They're being released from prisons. They're being released from mental institutions. And we have millions of people pouring into our country. And now they're getting rid of Title 42, which I put on, which kept people out that were sick and
had problems.
And, Mr.
President, we have a lot of questions about immigration to get to tonight. Obviously, that's a big topic, especially given what's expected to happen tomorrow. But I want to talk about the influence you have over your voters. It's very clear that you are very influential over them. You have a lot of impact. I've been to many of your rallies and seen it up close, which raised a lot of questions about the influence that we saw that you had on them on January 6th and your supporters when they attacked the Capitol. Do you have any regrets about your actions on January 6th?
Well, you know, January 6th was, again, we go back to it, but January 6th had to do with the fact that hundreds of thousands of people, and you don't see the pictures very often, a lot of the people here probably were there. January 6th, it was the largest crowd I've ever spoken to. That was prior to the walk down to the Capitol building. I don't think, and I've spoken to hundreds of thousands of people, I've never spoken to a crowd as large as this, and that was because they thought the election was rigged. And they were there proud. They were there with love in their heart. That was an unbelievable, and it was a beautiful day. And what I was asked to do, I wasn't involved in it very much. I was asked to come in, would I make a speech? I made a speech. I said, walk peacefully and patriotically, you know, many different things. In fact, I brought a list of things. I don't want to bore the audience, but we can go sentence after sentence after sentence of things I said and things I put out. One of the big problems was that Nancy Pelosi, Crazy Nancy, as I affectionately call her, Crazy Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of Washington were in charge, as you know, of security. And they
did
not do their job.
They're not in charge of the National Guard. They're in charge of the National Guard.
Well, I offered them National Guard. I said, we'll give you soldiers, we'll give you National Guard, we'll give you whatever you want. And they turned me down.
And in fact, she turned me down.
She turned me down in writing. They turned me down.
But your acting defense secretary, Chris Miller, at the time, he says you never gave a formal order to deploy the National Guard. But when it came to that day...
just the opposite. Chris Miller wrote a book, and he's a fantastic guy, and he was ready to go. They turned him down. If you look, the mayor of Washington, D.C., lovely lady, she said, we don't want it. We don't like the look. Nancy Pelosi said, oh, we don't like the look. If they would have had just... I offered them 10,000 soldiers. I said... it could be 10, it could be more, but I offered them specifically 10,000 soldiers. If they would have taken 500 soldiers, you wouldn't have the problem. They turned it down. And if you look at the Inspector General report, he says they turned it down. They made it.
And reportedly, this town hall event was cut 20 minutes short of what it was scheduled to be. And probably because the CNN talking heads had to get their... gain their composure, and
yeah, that's
they,
right.
They were rattled.
Yeah, because he did so well. Oh my gosh, he just did so phenomenal. They're probably pulling their hair out.
Yeah, they're just like, well, that was a dumb idea. Yep. All right, guys, you have a blessed and a safe weekend out there, and join us Monday morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute. And by the way, happy Mother's Day to all you moms.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Mother's Day weekend. Fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.